So welcome, everyone, for today's Teen Tidbit. This is Evan's Center of Center Counseling. Something that I've been thinking about lately is how quickly teenagers grow and evolve. So, you know, obviously when I'm working with a kid for 6 months or longer sometimes, the physical growth can even be noticeable during that period of time. That kids grow inches in that span, particularly adolescents. Adolescent boys can sometimes shoot up right before my eyes. But the emotional and intellectual growth can also be quite noticeable in just a 6 month span or a 9 month span or certainly a year span. And in the instances where I've worked with young people for longer, for a matter of a year or sometimes even 2 years, the amount of growth that I see during that time is really, really striking. And it came up for me this week thinking about this idea of allowing kids to make their own mistakes, to learn experientially, to funnel along and to do things that as parents were like, I could tell you that wasn't going to work. And yet, when we do tell our teenagers, they don't learn that way. They don't listen that way. And it can sometimes be frustrating as adults because we'd like to just be able to explain to them, well, this is probably not a good idea because of X, Y, and Z. Have you considered A, B, and C as possible consequences? And all of that, that we, you know, we want to protect our teenagers. And yet, ultimately, you know, we can only protect them as, you know, to some extent, and hopefully we can keep them physically safe. But some of the less consequential mistakes that they can make, things that will be embarrassing or things that might have some social consequences, sometimes those lessons are best left with few words from parents and sometimes uncomfortable realities from society or culture or the reality of it. I talked to a family recently where the parents were concerned that a sibling wrestling match was going to result in Sharpie on a child's face, which could potentially be embarrassing for that child. They go through however long that takes for the Sharpie to disappear from their face. And my response to them was, well, you know, that might be okay. My bigger concern is Sharpie on the floor or the furniture because that's permanent. But Sharpie on the face can be embarrassing, uncomfortable, awkward, and it's impermanent and is an incredible lesson. You know, the sort of thing where next time you're deciding to wrestle, you maybe don't include a Sharpie. As fun as that can be to have that risk-taking element to it, maybe that's the kind of thing that leads you to make a different kind of decision that actually connects the neural connections in your brain to start thinking about consequences in a new way, because all of a sudden you experience the consequence in your life that was uncomfortable. And emotions can be quite memorable, including, and perhaps especially, uncomfortable emotions can be quite memorable. So, you know, as long as we're not, you know, allowing our children to be unprotected in a bullying environment or an abusive environment with friends or, you know, acquaintances or family members, some social consequences can be really powerful, in part because adolescents are very socially oriented. So, you know, if it's a question of wearing an embarrassing outfit or having Sharpie on your face or making an embarrassing choice in terms of showing up or not showing up or showing up late or showing up, you know, all of those sorts of things, those can be great consequences to allow our children to have. And I had a different podcast, I think, titled Let Them Fail. And it's sort of this concept that ultimately we do need to allow our children to have difficult experiences, uncomfortable experiences, experience ideal failure, because failure can be ideal. And if we never experience failure, we don't learn how to recover from failure. We don't learn that we don't implode, that we don't cease to exist, that we don't become unlovable just because we failed, just because we've done something embarrassing, just because we've made a suboptimal choice. So along with that, in terms of the rapid development that I see in adolescence, it occurred to me that there's another piece to this idea of failure, which is that sometimes kids need multiple opportunities to fail. Sometimes they need multiple opportunities to fail at the very same thing and to try something new the next time, to try to not fail, to try a new strategy for not crumpling under the pressure. Or, I was thinking about this in terms of sleepovers or overextending in terms of activities, things that, you know, as families, we obviously we try to protect our children from these things because there can be consequences for us as parents and academic consequences and, you know, tired, cranky kids at school. And sometimes it's important to reapproach, reattempt. You know, if it didn't work 6 months ago, if it didn't work a year ago, it doesn't mean that your kid can't try a more intense course load this year if they're feeling ready for that, or that they can't try to do a sleepover knowing that the expectation is that they come home and not take out their tiredness on everybody else and that they participate in whatever the expectations are on Sunday, going to church or participating in family activities or doing chores or going outside. But that, you know, and then, you know, if it doesn't work the second time, well, okay, we tried. And maybe we agreed to take another break from that try, and then we'll try again. We'll try again in 6 months or in 4 months and see if you've gotten to a point then when you can do it. So even when our children fail, we do need to let them try again. And to me, that is sort of the essence of resilience, which is something we all want to cultivate in our children, which is the idea of, you know, getting up when you fall down and trying it again, seeing if you can do better next time, seeing if you can hold yourself together in a different way or using these strategies or skills, rather than having a failure be the end of all attempts. We don't want them to do that as adults, so let's not encourage that as children. That's all for today. This is Evan of Center Counseling. Thanks for listening.